Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Tim Murtaugh joins us now. He's the spokesperson and communications director for President Trump's reelection campaign. And I'm checking this morning, Tim. I'm not seeing anything from the president so far this morning. Have I missed something, or what's going on?
I don't know what's on the president's public schedule, John. But this is—I mean, he had made it clear when he was in Florida on Saturday. He addressed first the George Floyd killing in Minneapolis, and then also the unrest that's happening across American cities. And you know, we understand protest. Protest is very American, and a lot of Americans are hurt and sorrowful, and you know, I think they see in the killing of George Floyd a very familiar scene for a lot of Black Americans. They've seen this sort of thing before, and many of them have experienced discrimination and bad treatment throughout their own lives. And so they see George Floyd, and it really touches off some really very deep, very strong emotions for a lot of people, you know, and not just Black Americans, but all Americans, hopefully. So the president addressed that, and he also addressed the violence that we're seeing. And I think it's obvious. We know that a lot of these protests, if not all of them in all these major cities, have gone well beyond reacting to the George Floyd death. And I think we see outside groups like Antifa infiltrating. They're very, very organized, these people. They go in. They're all dressed similarly in black, like ninja outfits. And some of them have radio communication, we're told. And even people go in, and some of them have a red cross taped to their clothing to indicate that they're the unit medic, as it were. So these are not normal protesters, we believe, who are causing all the mayhem and violence and setting fire to things. And it's really amazing to see how that can happen to American cities all over the place. And I'll tell you what's also amazing is to see that members of Joe Biden's campaign proudly bragged about it on Twitter, proudly donated to a fund that is bailing these people out of jail, the people who are rioting, the people who are setting fire. Joe Biden's campaign are bailing them out of jail. So what? So they can go back and do it again?
Yeah, who are those people in the campaign? I mean, that's shocking.
More than a dozen of them. They donated to this fund that was set up in Minneapolis, and it's the same one that you see Hollywood celebrities donating to as their virtue signaling all over the place. And the Biden campaign thought it was a good idea, and a whole bunch of them, 13 at least, that we counted, donated to the fund and then tweeted about it, and they were proud of it. And the campaign confirmed it. Reuters had a story about it over the weekend.
All you got to do is go to downtown Richmond and see the individual businesses that are now boarded up because there were fires set inside of them and they were looted. People think they're virtue signaling. I don't see any virtue in this at all. And, I got to call people out on that. Don't think that you're sending a positive message to America by bailing out the people who did this to innocent individuals in the country. Tim, I know the clock is ticking, but what's going on with the president? I mean, they did this to George W. Bush after 9/11. The press did. Oh, God, he's hiding. The towers came down. He's scared. So there's this ridiculous story about him going into the bunker. What do you think, the president's going to stand in the window and wave to the protesters or go out and shake hands with them? I mean, what's your reaction to this? I think it's bogus.
I don't know what happened inside the White House on Friday night. That's the Secret Service call, so I can't confirm or deny any of that. But I do know that when a situation like that arises, it is the Secret Service protocols take over. So if that did happen, and I don't know that it did, if that did happen, it's a Secret Service call based on what the conditions are that they believe. But, I mean, look at the scene outside the White House. And I think, you know, your listeners should ask themselves that goes beyond simple protest. Protesting is covered by the First Amendment. There's no question of that. But attempting to overrun Secret Service barriers and pelting Secret Service with bottles and rocks and bricks, and in some cases trying to scale the fence and get into the White House grounds, setting fire to St. John's Church across the street from the White House, where presidents the 19th century have gone to church services and worshiped there, setting fire to that. That goes beyond First Amendment, addressing the government for grievances. That's well beyond that.
It's rioting. Rioting.
Yeah, it's absolutely rioting. It's destruction of private property. And I want to hope that all Americans remember that when violent mobs, people like Antifa and other outside agitators, anarchist groups, were burning down American cities and burning down businesses that people had spent their entire lives building, many of them in minority communities, I would remind people. When people remember that happened, remember whose campaign got involved by bailing the agitators out of jail. That was Joe Biden's campaign. The people who worked for Joe Biden have chosen sides, and they have chosen the side of the rioters against the people whose businesses have been burned down. There can be no clearer explanation than that. I mean, these are radical agitators, Antifa types, who are in there doing it, and the Biden campaign is with them.
Yeah. Who wants a peaceful, prosperous America for all citizens, and who is out there trying to destroy America? I think it's very clear. Are we going to hear from the president today, you think? I got to be honest with you. I intend to vote for Donald Trump, but I wish I had heard from him yesterday.
Well, Americans heard from the president on Saturday. He addressed it, I thought, very eloquently. The killing of George Floyd, as I said at the top of this, and also the violence that's spreading around the country. And so, you know, I know that the president is very involved in monitoring the conversation. Let's remember, he has ordered early on, middle of last week, on Wednesday, he ordered the Department of Justice to get involved and conduct a civil rights investigation, which is what it was a strong move. And, you know, Joe Biden, again, was late to the party and sitting on the sidelines being ineffective when President Trump is actually doing things that people expect their president to do. So I don't know what's on the president's schedule for today, but he did make a very heartfelt, very public address to the entire country from Florida on Saturday.
All right. Well, I appreciate that. And, of course, I always appreciate you coming on and illuminating what's going on. And we will keep our ears open as the day rolls on. Tim Murtaugh is the communications director for President Trump's reelection campaign. I appreciate it, Tim.
Yeah, thanks, John.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.